You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. This is for people who own, manage, and love senior horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules, can come to share our passion and to learn more about caring for our senior equids. In this episode, we're going to talk about owner recognition and interpretation of equine emotions with Dr. Chris Heine. I'm your host, Kim Brown, an editor for My Senior Horse. We launched the Global My Senior Horse brand in partnership with Linda Mars and Mars Horse Care in mid-2024. We offer many ways to get information on older equids, including this biweekly podcast, articles on the MySeniorHorse.com website, videos, and so much more. Make sure and visit our website. Our guest for this podcast is Dr. Chris Heine. She's a PhD. She's the Equine Extension Specialist at Oklahoma State University, serving both youth and adults. Dr. Heine has taught and produced educational materials related to equine nutrition, reproduction, health, and management. She also has an interest in equine behavior and the promotion of the welfare of the show horse. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Heine.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for inviting me to be on the podcast.
Well, we're very excited. I know last year we did a podcast with you on equine behavior that was very well received. I'll make sure to include a link for that for our listeners so they can go back and hear you talking about that. It was great. Now, you and your colleagues have published some interesting research on owner recognition and interpretation of equine emotions through online courses. So can you tell us about that research in those courses?
Sure. So first of all, I have to give a shout out to Morris Animal Foundation because this was a grant funded project with the idea around we recognize that people have gotten a lot better at understanding, you know, physiologically if your horse is healthy or not. You know, we teach him about looking at feet and body condition and hair coat and top line in a senior horse. But we don't really have a great educational tool for just behavior. And the growing world of, you know, behavior, equine well-being, says that that behavior is a fundamental piece, right? So we talk about that as the mental domain of the horse, and the mental health of the horse is critical for the overall health. But yet people don't always get a grasp on that mental health of the horse. So that's where RAISE came from. So that's our acronym for recognizing affective states in horses or their emotions. And it was designed to be an online educational tool available when you need it for people to really learn about why emotion is important, recognizing the body language, facial features, and how all of that emotional well-being of that horse impacts the rest of their lives. So that's where we started. And that's kind of what led to doing research to make sure it was actually an effective tool.
And I just have to ask, and you collaborated with several other folks, and we will make sure and mention everyone that was linked, and we will link to the research for our listeners and the article that goes with the podcast. But I mean, you work a lot with online courses to educate horse people. Why did you think this would work for emotions? That seemed to me like a tough one to try and undertake.
Well, I mean, there's actually some frameworks, right? Theoretical frameworks that we used. We know that online education can be effective. And we actually, you know, borrowed from the literature. There are other species that showed that some online educational materials created a better appreciation of the animal's emotion. So we were borrowing kind of from work from some other species. We know that if you're doing educational intervention, it has to empower the user. It has to be engaging. They have to be satisfied. So we had some basic tenets that we weren't just going to, you know, build an online course and say, yes, we did it. But it really was built on some educational theories about how an online course would be impactful in this specific area.
And we say this is a course. This isn't just one lesson. This is multiple lessons. How many lessons are in this course?
There's five modules to the entire course. And so it does take, you know, if you're just going through it rapidly, it still does take about 5 hours to get through the entire course. There's recordings, there's a podcast, there's videos to watch, questions to answer. There's a lot of link outs to open access articles so that it's all science-based, right? So it was very important to us. We weren't just making things up. Right? So we're referencing a lot of published literature that also backed up what you were learning.
Well, the reason I asked all that is for our listeners. Dr. Heine has been in some great research, but some really amazing online courses. I mean, this is what she has dedicated her life to doing, is educating us poor horse owners that think we know stuff, but then go, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. So thank you for that. But I also wanted to note that in your research, you said there were two modules that the readers, the users in the course said were particularly impactful. One was identifying abnormal states, and the other was horse-human interaction. Could you describe those lessons to us and what was taught and learned?
Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antec Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them.
Yeah, so that identifying the abnormal state, I think that's module 4 by the time you get through everything. It dealt with specifically stereotypies, or how kind of some management practices create these abnormal behaviors in horses, and really define them, went through different versions of stereotypies, also talked about how to try to manage or prevent some of those, and the pain. And so, and I've even pulled out some of those materials and given lectures in live, right, just on pain, because people aren't very good, because the horse is a stoic species, right? So they don't really broadcast how they feel. They're not as vocal as the dog, or, you know, cats are actually pretty good at hiding things too. But that one where people really zeroed in and looking at specific body language or behavior change that indicate pain past, you know, is he colicking or past is he limping, was really, really impactful. And for us, that was a big win, because we want people to be able to recognize those things, early intervention and changing practices to keep that horse healthier and happier.
And then the horse-human interaction.
So with that one, we went through, you know, a short version of kind of how horses learn. That's a whole online course in and of itself that we haven't done yet. But really how the horse relates to people, how we see the world kind of differently from the horse, how all of the different human behaviors impact the horse. Even in when I teach class, how, you know, your odor, your posture, your voice, you know, all these things that the horse is picking up on. Really kind of centered around people really need to understand how much their emotions impact the horse. And then we had a section in there that was also then, you know, pain in the ridden horse, and how all of these behaviors that we, you know, label horses, it's naughty or all that. If we actually look at the animal, they're stressed, they're frustrated, they're anxious, they're scared, they're in pain, like trying to really put their behavior and perspective for people, and not always just blaming the horse for everything, but really understanding why is the horse acting like this when you are interacting with them.
Well, and of course, everyone's going to ask the same question. So can I get access to these? Where do I find them? Do they have a cost to them?
Yes, we do have a website. So that's raiseequine.com, where you can sample the course. So we went ahead and put the first module out there for free, just so people could actually get a taste of how it's designed and see how interactive it is and kind of all the bells and whistles we put into this course. And then if they're still intrigued, then they can actually purchase the entire course. And we have ways where just individuals can purchase the course, or if you have a group, right? So if you're working with a group of people, or like a therapeutic riding center, we have bulk discounts as well. try to get the price point reduced down if there's a group of people that are interested in taking the course.
Yeah, and we will make sure in the article that accompanies this podcast on myseniorhorse.com, we will make sure and include the links so you can get in there very easily and sample this and see what you think. It's pretty cool. I think you're going to enjoy it. Is there anything else, Dr. Heine, that you would like to add about this research or the put together of the course or the maybe some of the reactions you've got from people who've taken the course?
Yeah, the feedback has been amazing. And it really, we have like our smile folder. So we say that we keep those comments that people give us because it does make us feel good. This was kind of a passion project. And as you said, we did do research on it, which is a little unusual. We didn't want to just build a course, but wanted to make sure that it was effective. And so we did piloting work to begin with to make sure that if we needed to do any edits or alterations. And then we did follow people at like 90 days after taking the course to see if they had changed their management practices. And so that was really encouraging. And I probably should know the exact number, but it was like 77% of the course users had changed how they interact with their horse. And of those that didn't change, they said their horses were already in optimal conditions or beyond their control, like if they were stabled or something. So the part that so many people reported doing things differently, or even in how they interact with others or how they explain to others, we had a lot of educators talking about how they've changed how they teach. That is huge for us. And so that was definitely our smile folder to see how much people really enjoyed the course.
Well, that's great. And is there anything else that you would like to add about the research or this course itself, or maybe some of the other work that you all have done?
You know, we do other online education. So my colleagues and I, so Dr. Colleen Brady and Dr. Kathy Anderson, as well as the Extension Horses group. But this one meant a lot to us as we did it. And, you know, there's times that it even maybe made people question or maybe even create a little discomfort, right? So a little self-reflection. So we created some cognitive dissonance, which is okay, right? Because even people that were experienced were like, oh, I maybe should rethink that, or like I wasn't thinking about that in the right light.
Yeah, it always, as I've gotten older in my horse journey with more years under my saddle, I have learned how much that we humans affect what our horses are doing. And we should recognize what we are doing to them. And, you know, there's a lot of times that I'll be frustrated with the dogs or the kids or the cows or something else. And you got to stop, take a deep breath, recenter, and recognize you're going into a creature that reads your emotions extremely well. Mm-hmm. And we need to try and return that favor.
Exactly. Exactly. They're picking up on everything we're sending, and now it's our turn to do the same in return.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for joining us today on the podcast. And I'm looking forward. I haven't gone through all the courses yet, but I am going to. I can't wait. This is always a fun project for me, is to learn more. And we encourage our listeners to go to the article on the website and maybe go take the free course and see what you think, and offer any comments, or offer Dr. Heine comments. And we also encourage our listeners to go sign up for the My Senior Horse Weekly newsletter, because that way you'll be the first to get information from the My Senior Horse website. And if you have any comments or suggestions about senior horses, ponies, donkeys, or mules that you would like to have discussed on this podcast or delved into for the content of My Senior Horse, send an email to me at kbrown, that's the letter K, Brown, at equinenetwork.com. Thanks for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.